You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio, August 22nd. We gotta get our little dance break on at the beginning. I'm super excited today. Unfortunately, we don't have a guest. Yeah, I put the pause on that because we had guests and then they decided not to come in today. So we was like, but that's all good because there was so much that dropped this week that we don't even have time for a guest right now. There were so many dope music videos, so much good music that came out this week. And maybe you don't think so. So that's what we're here to discuss. First and foremost, we're always talking about female hip-hop artists here, the big Iggy Azalea versus Nicki Minaj. There's not even really a competition there, but that's fine. Both of them released music videos. Iggy Azalea released hers first. The first one was called Black Widow, featuring Rita Ora. I love the song. The video, I feel like it started to go somewhere good, and then it kind of took this Kill Bill turn, and it just, the video was too slow for the song. So we're going to take a look. This is Iggy Azalea, Rita Ora, Black Widow. Interesting concept. Visually awesome. Here we go. If Kill Bill, Nicki Minaj, Your Love, and Britney Spears' Toxic had a baby, we would have Black Widow, y'all. But that's fine. I love the song. Even right then, I was getting it in, dancing in my chair, so I couldn't even contain myself. But anyways, we gotta move on next. So a friend of mine was in this music video with Kanye West called RoboCop, and it was supposed to come out a really long time ago, and it never did. And this was when Kanye was with Amber Rose, and she was the main character in the video, and this was supposed to be a really big video. It never got released, but this clip washed itself aboard the internet, and so it's really kind of hard to tell what the video would actually even be about, especially based off of what my friend was saying he was doing in it. Like, he was talking about a jungle or something, so I don't know where this ties in together, but I figured, hey, it was a cool clip to see, so we're going to show y'all. This is Kanye West, a clip from the unreleased RoboCop. You can say it to go, da-da-da, you know. Yeah, I had a before, but that happened before. You get mad when you know, so just don't ask me no more, okay. And there we go, that was RoboCop, Kanye West. I'm thinking because it was an Amber Rose project that maybe he's like, you know what, we're just not going to release it. Or it's something that's going to come out in like 3 years from now, 5, 10 years from now, the unreleased DVD collection by Kanye West. Which really interesting topic we're going to be talking about later on tonight on This Week. Kanye West is supposedly trying to build a church for Kim Kardashian. thought that was interesting. Moving on from that, my favorite video that dropped this week has been just stirring up all types of controversy. It's Nicki Minaj's Anaconda. You know, at first, when I first heard the song Anaconda, we spoke about it last week, wasn't really a big fan of it. The more I started listening to it, I understand where she was trying to go with this. Now, the video has gotten some slack because it's a whole lot of ass shaking. A lot of people are, you know, I was on Facebook the other day and someone posted, these images of Nicki Minaj's ass shots with inspirational quotes from like Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, you know, and to me it's just like, really? Y'all had to go that extra mile? Like Lil' Kim hasn't done it, like Beyonce isn't doing it. For me, the fact that this video is even shocking to people, there's one moment where I was just like, really, girl, you had to have your ass out like that in the sweatpants. Other than that, I mean, it's a music video, and it's called Anaconda, and it's about dick and ass, so I'm assuming we're going to see dick and ass. And for anyone to that thinks that this is such a, you know, where are we in 2014? If we really remember where the original came from, Baby Got Back, I mean, they were talking about the same thing. Now it's just a woman saying, you know what? Actually, I have the power, I have the ass that you want, and you ain't going to take it unless I want it. So I don't know, I see two sides of it. Then we also get this, some people are saying that Nicki Minaj is selling herself like a slave. I mean, I would just say anyone in Hollywood is doing that. Catch that one. So let's take a look. This is Nicki Minaj's Anaconda.
Oh my gosh, look at her butt.
This dude named Michael used to ride motorcycles. Tick, bigger than a tower. I ain't talking about ISIS. Real country ass nigga, let me play with his rifle. Pussy put his ass to sleep, now we calling me NyQuil. Now that bang, 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 I let him hit it cause he slang cocaine. He twist my salad like his name, Romaine. And when we done, I make him buy me Romaine. I'm on some dumb shit.
I freaking am obsessed. I love it. And I love that she's using big girls in it. And, you know, it's not these skinny little models. I'm looking at the video again right now. Like, I just can't. I love the video. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with it. So you can be mad. Another video that just dropped with Nicki Minaj, it just came out literally today. Juicy J, Nicki Minaj, Lil Bibby, Young Thug. I have been obsessing over this song. I hope it gets the play it deserves to get. I'm kind of scared. I hope it doesn't turn into a clappers situation like Wale. This is Juicy J, Nicki Minaj, Lil Bibby, Young Thug, Low. Check it out.
My beat low, my bass low, I ride low, she go low. My beat low, my bass low, I ride low.
Just tell him what you said, bruh.
Me, Juicy J, got too many hoes. Me, Juicy J, got too many flows. Click ballin' out like the 98 Lakers. Pull up in $1 million car and violate it. Fly to Cancun on Sunday, land in France on Monday. Show trying to grab a bitch off the runway. I ain't even packed no clothes, nothing but rubbers in my suitcase. Later on, I might Minaj with my model and her roommate. And if I tip a bitch, we fucking. It ain't no discussion. It cost a beat up off my nigga, you way out of your budget. Who you playing with, little homie? Your life won't cost me nothing. Juicy J so presidential, don't make me press that button. My beat low, my bass low, I ride low, she go low.
Hey, low, Nicki Minaj, Juicy J, Lil Bib, Young Thug. Very interested to know why Young Thug wasn't in the video. Interesting. All right. Last video, but not least at all. We've had her in here multiple times. She is a favorite of mine, Abrina. You can check her out, Abrina Music, on YouTube. She has a single out with Eric Bellinger called Acting Up. We're going to play the video for y'all. She just released it this week. It's super dope. I love the song. Here's Abrina featuring Eric Bellinger, Acting Up.
Talk for hours, show up at the crib just to bring me some flowers. It was never selfish, everything was ours. Now you take your phone with you, even in the shower. Boy, go ahead and fall back. I ain't worried about a callback. When I posted a pic, I know you saw that. All of them likes you ain't like that. Now you're sick with no fever. Right where I want you, but now I don't need you, no. Don't hit my hunger either. When you find out my phone's off for the evening.
Hey.
Yeah. Baby, I'ma keep it real with you. When we started off, I used to love to chill with you. Nowadays, I don't even wanna deal with you. Used to freak me out the drop of a dime, but now I came by your time, so I changed. You can toy with them boys, I'm a man, I won't play. Unless we on cam and it's in, that's what play. Consistency is what you never gave me, and that's why it's too late.
Abrina featuring Eric Bellinger, Acting Up. That was a hot video. That's a hot video, y'all. Check that out. Abrina Music on YouTube. Give her some more views, y'all, because that needs to get known. That needs to get played everywhere. Abrina featuring Eric Bellinger, Acting Up. All right, it's time to get into the six mix, y'all. My favorite part of the show. Six songs that y'all need to download that came out this week. The first song is Tinashe. She is about to come out with her new album in September called, I think, Aquarius. And the first single is called In the Meantime. Very different. I mean, I guess she doesn't really have a lot to kind of compare it to. But I like it. Tinashe, In the Meantime. Next, we got Struggle Rapper by Quest and Malott, featuring Malott. This is somebody who was found by Jermaine Dupri in a talent competition. I didn't know this. I've played him a song of his recently in another six mix. I am such a fan of this guy. I need to find more of him. We need to get him in studio. So here you guys have it. It is Struggle Rapper Quest featuring Malott.
You got the talent, so tell me why you ain't blow, nigga. Don't even know, nigga. Matter of fact, I know I just hate to admit that I made mistakes in my past. I wish I had the chance to erase. Industry be treated like a relay, and every night I replay situations where it could have been on, nigga. Face of the free is still fuck you with my dome, nigga. What's even worse is them 11 G's that gave me to compensate for the loss I blew in less than 7 months, nigga. Imagine coming back to what happened with JD after bragging to everyone like niggas about to pay me 19. Thinking like this the shit that I work for. I cried myself to sleep for 3 days straight, no homo. Fuck it, back to these rhymes, no wasting time. What it could have been. I'm about
my shit. Next, Megadeth, French Montana, Swiss Beats, Remy Ma, and Jada Kissed. Like she says, she about that shit. Here we go.
I'm about my click, I'm about my shit, I'm about my click. No hating ass bitches gon' take my shit. No hating ass bitches gon' take my shit.
Riding through New York with no motherfucking tits again. Hip hop police done got him on the list again. Did them niggas go black hoodies and them Timbs again? If the homie miss you once, he ain't gon' miss again. All yellow diamonds on the link like Michigan. All money hit the club, start buying Chris again. Playing like the Bulls, pay the full like Rich enough. Broke got rich, got poor got rich again. And we the hottest, stuck in the blue and pop.
That's Megadeth, French Montana, Sweet Speech, Remy Ma, Jada Kiss. Coming up next, we have Going Crazy, Rich the Kid featuring Migos.
Yeah. I like this one, Kelly. Run, run in the A. In the coupe going crazy. I ain't worried about shit, young nigga, I'm rich. Is fuck you, pay me. Don't let your hoe come around me, I'ma take your lane. Run, run in the A. In the coupe going crazy. 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 In the coupe going crazy.
Next, No Reason, DJ Mustard featuring YG, Jeezy, Nipsey Hussle, and RJ. This is off of his newest mixtape. Check this one out.
Love that on that beat.
Nope.
100 bottles in the cup, no reason. Niggas start tripping, boom, bow, dope fiend. 100 bottles in the cup, no reason. Niggas start tripping, boom, bow, dope fiend. 100 bottles in the cup, no reason. 100 bottles in the cup, 100 bottles in the cup, 100 bottles in the cup, no reason. Niggas start tripping, boom, bow, dope fiend.
I'm in that big blue, smoking like a Molly. Cheering so loud, sounding like a Harley.
No Reason, DJ Mustard, YG, Jeezy, Nipsey Hussle, and RJ. And finally, last but not least, Wiz Khalifa finally released his latest album, and my favorite track off it has, well, one of my favorite tracks off it, has got to be You and Your Friends, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop, and Ty Dolla $ign. Check it out.
Chains rolled up, and I got all this strength pulled up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came in with all my dogs, but I'm trying to leave it you and your friends. Yeah, trying to leave it you and your friends.
There y'all have it. The one and only Wiz Khalifa, You and Your Friends, the Six Mix. And that is it for our show today, y'all. Stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to be spinning some amazing tracks for you guys here at Black Hollywood Live. And also make sure you guys check us out tonight for this week. We have a very special show. We will not be filming at 5. We'll be taping at 7:30 for very special this week. So make sure you guys check that out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at The Beat TV on Instagram. Also make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter and Facebook. And you can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. If you guys want to get on the show, hit me up at DJ Jesse J on Twitter. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.